Thane, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Anytime for you, Chris.
Thane, we've seen so many lawsuits, as we mentioned, filed recently. Of all the ones that are floating out there, are there one or two that you think might be the most significant?
Well, you know, lately we've had the Supreme Court ruling on the ones dealing with deportation. And the one that I think is the most interesting involves the Aliens Enemies Act, because that case, this is referring to the first 100 or so Venezuelan gang members that were sent to El Salvador. And then there was another group that's supposed to take off as well. The president has been relying on an 18th century law that essentially says that if you're at war with another country, you have the right to deport its aliens, because they essentially are your enemies. It's only been used three times since the 18th century. The last time was really in a very embarrassing way when we interned Japanese Americans in concentration camps in California. And for so many people, they always assumed that this couldn't be good law anymore, because it was such an embarrassing thing that took place. So when the president invoked that statute, many people, including the lawyers representing the detainees, thought that this was a no-brainer. But really, the Supreme Court just, you know, last week ruled that, you know, that the president can continue to make to issue deportations using that law. But there needed to be some due process rights that were also available. So the president picks up a win, right? What's the win? It's that he can actually, for now at least, we'll see that cases were filed in New York and in Texas just in the last few days. And those cases will reveal whether or not a federal district judges believe that it applies in this instance, because are we really at war with Venezuela, or is it simply that Venezuelan gang members have somehow managed to infiltrate our country? But we're not really at war, and so that's the legal question, right? Does the statute work in situations? It's worked for World War I, World War II, War of 1812, but this, you know, the president's position is these are invasions, and the president of Venezuela knows that this is happening. So let's call it a war. So anyway, I think that's those cases are interesting, because it allows for now the use of this law that requires some, you know, judicial review to see if it applies under these facts. But most importantly, the Supreme Court seems to say that even if you're here illegally, even if the government thinks you're a criminal, a gang member, we still treat you as if you're a citizen that has rights, that you can't simply be deported in the middle of the night without judicial review. That is a huge win for the ACLU and those who represent the detainees. Donald Trump's position is these people are here illegally. They're a gang affiliations. They don't deserve any rights at all, but we are treating them as if they're citizens.
I am curious, Thane. There have been some of these preliminary rulings by the high court that have paused several different lawsuits and maybe lower court decisions as well. What has the court done with these pausing of the rulings, and what does that tell us about the subject matter if these cases end up going to the high court?
Well, most of the pausing, Chris, has come from just federal district judges. Cases haven't yet gotten all to the Supreme Court. So, for instance, the case that I told you about, about the Alien Enemies Act, in that instance, the court isn't pausing it, right? They're saying, you go ahead, Mr. President, and if you want, you can keep deporting people as these cases work their ways through the court. Just make sure that you don't deport anyone without judicial review. Due process rights are available. Most of the complaints of Donald Trump about court interference really took place at the district court level, the first trial court level in federal court. because many, many of the executive orders have been put on pause for injunctive relief or temporary restraining orders or any number of different kinds of emergency relief that puts a stop, a pause, a hold, a block on what the executive order is seeking to accomplish. Donald Trump has made it very clear that this is something that is unsustainable because the President of the United States has Article II powers under the Constitution to conduct foreign policy, especially with respect to national security. So his position is you can't just let federal district judges all over the country block everything I'm trying to do if it's dealing with something foreign policy or national security related. It is unsustainable. How could a president operate it under such circumstances? And those blocks, those pauses, that eventually is going to have to be resolved by the Supreme Court in something more developed than what we're seeing, because it goes to the essence of what is the limits of executive authority, right? You know, the president, is he right when he says, yes, there's checks and balances. Yes, there's, you know, three branches of government. But there are some things that you can't, you know, expect me to have interference with because it deals with something that's very specific to the president, which is foreign policy and national security. That decision has not been resolved, and it's going to need to be resolved because it's affected so many of the policies that President Trump has tried to put in place.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, always appreciate the time and the perspective, and look forward to visiting again real soon.
Anytime for you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you so much.